May 1st, the irreversible promises of God. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it, the day of God's anger against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, He will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for His own glory. Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3. The entire Bible speaks truth, power, and life. This passage is one of tremendous power as it reveals the coming liberation for all people through the Savior Jesus Christ. Motivated by His boundless love and mercy, God would fulfill His promises not only to His people Israel, but also to all people. Whether Hebrew or otherwise, all can enter into the family of God through Christ. When Christ appeared on the earth, He fulfilled the Scripture and successfully completed the Father's plan for the reconciliation of humankind into the family of God. When God makes a promise, He keeps it. Once the promise was completed, all who would repent and believe in God's only Son would be freed from the bleak sentence of eternal darkness and death and welcomed into eternal light and life. The will of God is for all to be liberated from darkness into God's marvelous light. Those who surrender their hearts and lives to Christ and the glory of His cross are adopted as sons and daughters of Jehovah, God Most High. His promises are irreversible, and those who enter into the family of God will forever abide in His presence, worshiping and honoring Him. Lord, I was poor in spirit, and You came to me with the good news of salvation. You brought comfort and healed my broken heart. You liberated me from a prison of darkness and poured Your mercy and favor over me. I received beauty for ashes, joy in the place of sadness, and praise for despair. Through Your grace, I am Yours. Amen. May Your kingdom come soon. May Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thanks for joining me in today's devotional and a special time with the Lord. For more content, be sure to check out our blog at awakenthedawn.com. Follow us on our Instagram at awakenthedawndaily and Facebook at awakenthedawn. We also have a Patreon at patreon.com/awakenthedawn if you would like to support our work with Hope Village.